I'm Michelle O'Neill, WVIK News, Quad Cities NPR. Davenport, the Downtown Partnership, and the Figge Art Museum are inviting people to help plan the next step for the Mississippi Riverfront. Recently, the three presented a new River Vision design created by a Des Moines consultant. Officials from the city, museum, and business group are excited about the plan, and they're eager for the community to come to a consensus. Kyle Carter wants more people to enjoy the sound of the Mississippi River, and he wants them to experience the Davenport Riverfront more often and in different ways. The head of the Downtown Partnership says two city parks already attract residents and tourists to festivals and concerts.
If people liked wide open spaces, LeClaire Park would be full of human beings all day, every day. We have too much wide open space. That's one of the reasons that this plan is so focused on the whole room concept. We need to scale this stuff down to make it so that it's not impossible to activate these spaces. The Sky Bridge is a beautiful piece of art, and a lot of our visitors love it dearly, but it does still need something at the end of it that provides another reason to come down. You know, it needs to be the showcase that when you bring your parents home, or you bring your relatives here, it's the first place you go. And the Sky Bridge is close to that, but if there was a restaurant at the end of it on the first floor and a pavilion deck that was large enough to host a wedding sitting there, now you're talking about a whole different level of engagement with the river and with the riverfront that doesn't presently exist.
The Rhythm City Riverboat Casino moved a couple of years ago, leaving the Davenport Riverfront open from Lock and Dam 15 to LeClaire Park. It's ripe for development, but it floods, and floods frequently. David Dahlquist and his team from RDG Dahlquist Art Studio in Des Moines came up with the new River Vision plan. Flooding is the reason his presentation begins with a stormwater and sanitary sewer map.
And that is something that we looked at very closely. In fact, it helped drive the concept, the rise and fall, ebb and flow of the river. And what that has done over time, that concept that we've proposed actually allows you to have access to the river's edge even during some flood conditions. And so there are ways to get out there and experience it, see it, feel it, touch it.
Dahlquist's plan would be implemented in 9 phases with many elements, such as a wading and reflecting pool near the Figge Art Museum, an events lawn with river access and space for a dock in the future, an urban lounge or park, playgrounds and natural areas with public art, landscaping, and lighting throughout, plus parking and space for food trucks. 5 overlooks or shelters would be built along the Davenport Riverfront. Dahlquist says they'd be located at the foot of Pershing, Perry, Brady, Main, and Harrison Streets.
On one hand, it has an architectural quality. On another hand, it's a piece of sculpture. On another hand, it functions in a variety of ways, a shade structure, a seating area, but it does a number of other things. Those frames hold a view. They maintain a view of the street, which was, in the design of the city, a very intentional thing, that you would be able to look down that street to see the river.
Kyle Carter says the businesses who belong to the Downtown Davenport Partnership are ready to help.
The city could never build this on its own, and we know that. It will require partners from around the region to build something of this scale. But we pointed to River Renaissance in the early 2000s as the last time that we rallied and got everybody around the table and raised a ton of money to build some fantastic amenities that we still enjoy to this day. This is just the beginning. I mean, this is really just a spark. And we hope that through the public process here over the coming months that we do get that collective yes.
I'm Michelle O'Neill,